get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and that's for you to build a big business. We're here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/success with Nicola. Guys, we're here, Financial Freedom Friday. We're wrapping up how to maximize your opportunity. No longer are you just trying to work it, hustle it, or just grind it out. We want you to start the way you want to finish, and that is strong. I am actually here on my way to Career Day at the Barack Obama School, and I need you guys to think about something. We've come a long way for network marketing where Career Day, you're a premier guest at Career Day. But that comes from maximizing opportunities. I'm going to tell you the story on how this happened, and I'm going to tell you the story on how it could happen to you if you really start taking our industry, your opportunity to help other people seriously. Our scripture is going to be coming out of the book of Acts. You better get to work. The book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 35. And then you're also going to have a reference scripture, 2 Corinthians 9 and 6, okay? And so we got to go to the Lord right now and so we can give him honor and give him all the glory that he deserves. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today because today is the day you've made, and we're so glad and rejoiced we're here in the land of the living. There's no one bigger than you, no one greater than you, so no one deserves the highest praise like you. Of hallelujah. What a beautiful, beautiful way for us to be able to just give to you and to think you don't need anything, but you give us everything. Wow. The minimal things that you ask us to do, and yet your servants act like it's so big. You just want us to praise you. You want us to bring our challenges, our problems, our burdens to you. You want us to work through faith and believe what you've told us. Wow. To think of all the demands that the world asks us and the minimal things that the word asks of us that we act like it's so much. Dear Lord, as your people right now are getting the reality check that you are all that they need, they will now begin to go out there and maximize our opportunity and love on and help and see the opportunity is truly just to help other people. And as they continue to sow those seeds, we know that the harvest is huge, it's rich, it's bountiful for them and their families. We're thanking you that those families who will hearken unto this word, they're going into overflow. And you're not giving it to them just so that they can show it off. You're giving it to them so they can go back and sow more into your people. We're grateful, Father God, that the ones who are getting it right now, that they're being raised up to a dynamic, promoted up to a dynamic position in leadership. That when they go out there in the marketplace, people will know who sent them. Doing these great exploits in your name, not our own. And we want to honor you and bless you and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. It's your place. This is your show. This is your show. We thank you that you're welcome here. Listen, let's go straight into the scripture, because I gotta skedaddle. I gotta get to work. And so Acts 20:35 says, I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. The blessing is in the giving, not the getting. And if you give, you're going to get what you want. I want to remind you that 2 Corinthians 9:6 also says, when you sow sparingly, you will also reap sparingly. And so we're talking about today the new opportunities. We talked about existing opportunities, but we're talking about the new opportunities that's available, that's waiting on you, so stop waiting. I'm talking about your daily method of operation, ladies and gentlemen, queens, kings and queens. I want you to know something. Your DMO could open doors for you that you could never imagine. I want to ask you a few questions. How many of you are really crushing it out there on social media? How many of you? I know many of you are on social media. How many of you are crushing it? I mean, enrolling at least 5 to 10 new people every single month. At least 5 to 10 people every single month, minimum. From social media. I want to ask you this next question. How many of you could be crushing it in your business, but you're letting new opportunities walk by you, or you're driving by them? The answer is most of you. You might be saying, well, I don't know any people. I don't know. Have you? And I'm going to tell you something. The new opportunity is in your daily method of operation of getting to know new people. Okay, so your family's not supporting you. Okay, so the people who said they were going to enroll, they didn't do it. So what are you going to do? Are you going to wait on them, or are you going to go out and give of yourself and open up new opportunity? Every day is an opportunity, a new opportunity for you to give hope or give some help to someone else. You say, well, I don't have anything. Oh, sure you do. You have an opportunity. You have something that could change a circumstance for people, where most people, they either are fed up or want to change what they're doing right now, but they have to get up and they got to smile and do what they don't like with a smile. You have some people who say, you know what, I definitely need to earn some extra money, but I don't even have enough time in a day between my existing job and my children and church. I don't have any time. You have a new opportunity for them. Ladies and gentlemen, true blessings are in the giving, not the getting. I share this with you, and most of you all don't want to give. You don't want to sow. You sow sparingly, you sow like you're scared. That's the problem. Most people are fearful to give because they are fearful of the feedback. But if you posture and position yourself where you're really helping people, you would realize there's nothing to fear. The feedback is going to be that more people want it than don't, as well as the whole myth that you believe that it doesn't work is not the truth. Hey, we're at Power Start Your Day, family. You can't come here unless you want the truth. Can you handle the truth on today? I want you to know something. Today, I'm heading to the Barack Obama School and for Career Day. What do you think? Things have totally changed where Career Day, that the premier guest, one of the premier guests, is in network marketing. You're talking about how many years old is this industry, and people say, they say it don't work, they say it don't whatever. And I move to places and bring this opportunity to places where they would have never, ever thought or considered about this opportunity. It's not because of the opportunity. It's because I give. I met this young lady in a nail shop. I was literally in my on-the-go office, my cell phone. While I was getting my pedicure, I was making a few calls. And she was overhearing me. By the time I kept seeing her looking at me and we kept making eye contact, I ended up next to her as I was getting my nails done. And all I simply did was give her a compliment on the color that she chose. Then we made a connection. And then now we began to just chat. And I'm like, you know what? Let me ask you this question. What do you do? And she said, oh, I work at the Barack Obama School. And I, you know, I said, oh, wow, that is awesome. I said, I got to give you my card because you might appreciate what I do. So what do? I help people get excellent credit. Her eyes lit up. Pay attention, close attention, and leave. Let me tell you something. People want what you have. You just not giving it to anybody. And so after we began to talk and we made a real connection, just like a human, not me selling, not me saying, girl, you got to come, girl, some people driving, some Bentleys, girl, some whatever. It was nothing like that. It was a real connection. And by the time we began to talk, she said, you know what? I'm having a meeting tomorrow with someone that's bringing something to the school, and I think you guys need to connect. It's actually a few days later, and I said, okay. She invited me into one of the meetings where someone was actually adding something really big to the school, a very huge project that's going down. She invited me there, and as we were sitting in the conference room and we're talking, and all we're doing is connecting. What most people don't understand is that big business is really in the connections, rapport, and synergy. And you can always connect through giving, not through receiving. I want to give you this. Long story short, by the time we were done, I was able to sew into some other project they were doing at the school. I saw a need, and I said, I can help there. I didn't know that was going to make it where I would be the talk of the whole school. I just was like, I can help because that's just what I do every day. If this is what you do every day, if your daily method of operation were to change in your mind that it's about you selling and getting, that it's about you giving hope and helping, you attract so many people into your business. Long story short, I'm heading on over there now for career day. They're like, we want you to definitely share what you do, how you do it. Why? Because at the end of the day, network marketing, which has created the most self-made millionaires to this date, without the college degrees, with the people who are saying, you know, I think that I'm losing at life. I'm losing. So many people were working so hard and they're not winning. And network marketing released them from a life that they probably would have gone for 20 more years and only gotten a pin. I was speaking with one of our dear leaders, Ms. Celessa Harris, and she showed me a picture. Her husband had given 20 years to his company, and they just gave him basically a letter of thank you, we appreciate you, and they gave him a pin that she says, she turned it around and she said, made in China. Now, there's no pun on China, but we know that China is definitely known for giving things that are very reasonable, meaning that for 20 years of service, you get a letter and a pin, and you get a pension that may or may not allow you to live comfortably for the rest of your years. And then you have network marketing. Who, when people start taking it serious and can even take it serious for 5 years, can easily take someone to a six-figure income even in 5 years, but I've seen it do so much more. But it's in the giving. It's in the giving. It's in the giving. Your daily method of operation, it's in the giving. And most people are not maximizing the new opportunity every day. How many people are you walking past when you are in the grocery store, the pharmacy, you're at the basketball game, you're at everywhere? How many people? Can you really afford to keep walking by your opportunities every single day? How many businesses are you driving by to and fro work or whatever other places, church, that you've never stopped in there and even introduced yourself and let them know you have something that can help them do more business? Someone is waiting at their desk right now, today, maybe early, and wondering, how can I get more business? And you are the answer. You are the solution, but you remain silent. I can think about another opportunity where a young lady, one of our leaders, Robin Robinson, and she was literally in a Uber, and she was in her office on the go, her phone, and she began to talk, and she was actually talking about what she do, and the Uber driver started ear hustling and became now a six-figure earner, him and his wife a six-figure earner in our business. And he had been let go from a premium job at the bank. You got your office on the go, but you're very rarely in the office. We're maximizing our opportunities on today. Family, it's time to get out there, go help some people. Financial Freedom Friday is your opportunity to set yourself free financially. No one is going to do it for you. But the word just told you exactly how to do it. Where is the blessing? It's in the giving. I love you guys. Take care. Can't take any calls on today. I'm heading out to work. I'll be doing some videos. I just love, love, love what my new leader is. She's a new business partner with me as well. I just love what she's doing with the Barack Obama School, and we're going out there to go change some lives. Take care.